turn to Proverbs chapter 15. Although it is not Proverbs 15:24 that we are actually examining, this is where we started in all of this. Proverbs 15:24, the way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. And this evening, we are looking more specifically at John chapter 14. Verses 1 through 7, and in particular, verse 6. John 14, 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This answer was prompted by Philip's question in verse 5. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? So we began looking by way of introduction this morning at several statements that were made in Jesus' answer, and how two in particular commentators interpreted this, one being John Brown and the other Matthew Poole. Matthew Poole said, paraphrasing what he said that I read this morning, it is as though a mother is leaving for a journey and her child is crying after her, and she is telling the child that it's going to be all right, that she's only going to be gone for a short time, but the child is not going to be comforted. And so the mother reiterates to the child that she's going away, and she's going to prepare a place that is going to be much better, where the child is going to be much happier than where the child is at this time. It's very similar to what Jesus is stating to Thomas by this question. The statement that was made regarding this introduction and this part of the message, it is very important that we understand what is before us here. That before sin entered the world, Adam enjoyed this privilege in the garden. This threefold privilege that I mentioned this morning. He was in communion with God, his maker. He knew him and he possessed spiritual life. Satan entered in, and Adam made a choice at that point to listen to Satan, the devil, as he was tempted. He broke God's commandment, which was one that was given to him. Obey me and live, disobey me and die. Adam disobeyed. Adam was our first parent. Adam and all of his posterity have died and will die till the end of time. We are sinners. We are born in a sinful state. And until that has been reconciled and dealt with, and it is only dealt with by the Lord Jesus Christ, we are alienated from God. We are in need of reconciliation. We are in need of illumination. and we are in need of regeneration. All of that is met in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way, as is spoken in our verse here, 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the way to the Father. He is the truth manifest in the flesh. And He is the life to all that believe in Him. And apart from trying to reach the Father and heaven in any other way, shape, or form, is disastrous, is spiritual disaster. Because the Bible is either true or it's not. When Jesus says, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So, we began looking in the first place about I am the way. 4 words. But as I said this morning, precious beyond compare. Christ doesn't answer Peter's question directly. But He doesn't leave anything out that is necessary. Whoever obtains Christ is going to lack nothing. But whoever is not satisfied with Christ alone is striving after something that is actually beyond perfection, and the end of that is to lose everything. If you have Christ, you lack nothing. If you do not have Christ, you have nothing. I stated that the Lord sets this out, as it were, in degrees. He is the beginning, He is the middle, and He is the end. Therefore, we should begin with Him, we should continue with Him, and do so unto the end with Him. And all of this is to be found and wrapped up in the Lord Himself. Matthew Henry's statement was, by the Lord's doctrine and example, He teaches us our duty. And by His merit and intercession, He procures our happiness. I want to turn there, and we looked at this morning, but I want to turn again to Hebrews chapter 11. I cannot emphasize this enough. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. It is impossible to please Him. In other words, you may say, well, here is a Christian, and the Christian is doing such and such as a work. And the Lord is well pleased with that. So if I, looking at that situation, decide I will do that work as well, and the Lord will be pleased with me, that is utter falsehood. That is not true, because the Scripture says it is impossible to please the Lord without faith, without believing in Him. All of that is nothing more than, as I stated earlier, trying to build that your own ladder to heaven. It is trying to do it yourself. It is trying to do it apart from God's appointed means. It is trying to do it apart from Christ Himself. Number two, I am the truth. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way and the truth. Again, Calvin says here that the truth is to be taken as the perfection of faith. And that if a man turns aside from him, turns aside from the Lord Jesus Christ, he can do nothing but go astray. To turn away from the Lord is to go astray. If a man does not rest on him, he will feed elsewhere on nothing but wind and vanity. And that if anyone aims beyond him, he will find nothing but death instead of life. So says our brother, Mr. Calvin. Christ is the full and final revelation of God. Our first father, Adam, believed the devil's lie, and ever since then, man has been grasping and groping amid ignorance and error. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 19. Listen carefully to these verses that we're going to look at here. Proverbs 4:19, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. The way of the wicked, the way that they are in, is not the way that Christ is speaking of here in John chapter 14. He is the way, but the way of the wicked is a way of darkness. And they know not at what they stumble. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. What is the condition of the unsaved? They are in a way of darkness and they are blind. They cannot see aright. It is that plain and it is that simple. They have no spiritual understanding. Ecclesiastes 7:29. Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. Evil inventions. Man is going to seek out anything but God. Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, verse 11. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. In an unsaved state, this is how man is. He is not going to seek after God. If you have been converted, were you seeking after God? John 18. John 18:38. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. Pilate is saying, what is truth? And doesn't that sound a lot like the world today? When they try and be so intelligent and so filled with wisdom, what is truth? I need to find out exactly what truth is. When the Bible states it very clearly that the Lord Himself is the truth. He's not only the way, He is the truth. He's not a truth, He's not a way, He is the way and He is the truth. Colossians 2:3. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. What a tremendous folly to ignore the Lord Jesus. What will it avail you in the end? If you have mastered all of the sciences of men, if you are acquainted with all the events of history, if you are well versed in all of the languages throughout the world, or know all there is to know about politics of our day, and you are without Christ, oh, how you will wish then that you had known less of these things and more of the Bible. Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Wisdom and understanding. Without Christ, men are under the power of the devil, who is the father of lies. Not truth, but lies. John 8:44. Jesus speaking here in verse 42, Jesus saith unto them, if God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceed forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but He sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. There is no truth in the devil. Christ is not merely a teacher who came to reveal to men a doctrine about God. He is Himself the truth. He is God manifest in the flesh. Without Christ, men are dead in trespasses and sins, as it states in Ephesians 2. Christ is not merely a physician who came to, in some sort of way, to invigorate our old nature, or to refine it, or to repair it. John chapter 10:10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So what about that in the third place? I am the life. Christ is the one that frees us from death. The whole Bible bears witness to the fact that the natural man is spiritually lifeless in a spiritual sense. His heart has not been awakened. He has not been quickened or made alive. He is spiritually dead. When Jesus spoke to Nicodemus, and Nicodemus came to Jesus and he began to actually compliment him and tell him that no man could do these things that you do except he be come from God. And Jesus didn't put out his hand and say, "Thank you, Nicodemus. Thank you for those very kind words. Come on in and sit down and we'll have a nice spiritual discussion here. A nice theological discussion." He said, "Nicodemus, even though you are a ruler of the Jews and you should know this, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." He must be born again. And if you go to the doors as we go on Tuesday night and you say those words to the people at the door, they look at you as my dog might look at me when he's waiting for a bone. He turns his head from side to side. And if you ask them, "What does that mean to be born again?" Well, and they have no idea what that means. Have you ever heard that term before? Well, I may have. Do you know where it comes from? No, not really. And it's only going to get worse and worse and worse and worse because there is less church attendance every week. It is paramount to sit under the preaching of the Word of God, that our souls would be fed. The whole Bible, as I said, bears witness to the fact that the natural man is spiritually lifeless. He walks according to the course of this world. He has no love for the things of God. The fear of God is not upon him. And he has no concern for the Lord's glory. He is totally consumed with one word, self. Self is the center and totality of his existence. He is alive to the things of the world, but he's dead to heavenly things. The one who is out of Christ exists, but he has no spiritual life. What was it that the Father said to the prodigal son? Luke 15:24. Luke 15:24, when the prodigal son had left, spent all of his living, and came back, and the father sees his son, and he said, "For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they began to be merry. Apart from having the Holy Spirit in one's life, apart from having Jesus Christ as one's Savior, one is spiritually D-E-A-D, dead. Make no mistake about that. One is not only dead, one is lost. One has no understanding of the things of God. The one who believes in Christ has passed from what? From death to life. John 5:24. These things may sound like hard things, but this is the Scriptures. This is the truth. John 5:24. Verily, verily, these are Jesus' words. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. What a beautiful thing. John 3:36, just back a couple of chapters. John 3:36, again, hard words to be heard. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Beautiful words. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. In the fourth place, back to our passage, 14, John 14, 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In the fourth place, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Christ is the only way to God. It is utterly impossible to win God's favor by any of our efforts in and of ourselves. 1 Corinthians 3:11. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is that foundation. He's not only the way, he's the foundation and the truth and the life. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no salvation in any other. There is no other name under heaven. Whereby we must be saved. 1 Timothy 2:6. 1 Timothy 2:6. Who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. We need to see how expressly the Lord Jesus shuts out all ways of salvation but himself. All ways of salvation are totally shut out and out of the question. But by himself, because as he states, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. It doesn't matter how clever you are, it doesn't matter how learned you are, how highly gifted you may be, how amiable you may be in your personality, or charitable, how much money you give to this or that or the other thing, how kind-hearted you may be, or even zealous about some religion, some sort of religion. All of this will not save your soul if you do not draw near to God's own Son as your mediator and as your Savior. God is so holy that all men are guilty and debtors in His sight. And sin, not only is God so holy, but sin is so sinful that no one can make any satisfaction for it. And as Bill has stated many times up here, there is something worse than death, and that's sin. There must be a mediator, a ransom payer, a redeemer between ourselves and God, or else we can never be saved. There is only one door, there is only one bridge, there is only one ladder between earth and heaven, and it's the crucified Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And whosoever will enter in by that door may be saved. But to him who refuses to use that door, the Bible holds no hope for that individual at all. Hebrews 9:22. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. We need to beware if we love life, or supposing that mere earnestness will take us to heaven. Especially if you know nothing of Christ. That idea is deadly, and it's a ruinous error. Sincerity is never going to wipe away your sins. It is not true that every man will be saved by his own religion, no matter what he believes, even though you may be diligent and sincere. Because we must not pretend to be wiser than God. Christ has said, and Christ will stand to it, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. By way of conclusion, we need to grasp and hold fast these truths, to use Christ daily as the way, to believe Christ daily as the truth, to live on Christ daily as the life. This is to be well informed and thoroughly furnished and an established Christian. Hebrews 10:19. Hebrews 10:19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. You know where you're at. You know if you have Christ as your Savior or not. I hope this message has been clear enough. I hope that no one would leave this place without Christ as their Savior. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, the scriptures say in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you are without the Savior tonight, I hope you would call upon the Lord to be saved. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this message. Thank you, Lord, as this message comes to each and every one of us. Thank you for the truth of your word. And Lord, we do pray for everyone that will hear this message, whether it be here tonight or whether it be on sermon audio or one of the tapes. We pray, Lord, that you would be pleased to work mightily in the minds and hearts of the individuals that have and will hear this message unto salvation. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.